This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Back to the cross. And he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. I want us to take a look at this account and let's see what Jesus says here. This is coming from Matthew chapter 16. And it's verses 23 to 25, just three verses. Matthew chapter 16, verses 23 to 25. Listen to what he said. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me. Listen to this. This is good. For thou savorest not the things that are of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Wow, what is Jesus saying here? Jesus is saying that we must look at it from God's perspective. You know, Peter wanted to be there with Christ and do all of this, but Jesus told him, before the cock crows thrice, thou wilt deny me thrice. And sure enough, it happened. He savors not the thing of God. Because we didn't understand that Jesus, they didn't understand that Jesus had to die for the sins of the world. And they were trying to interrupt that. They were trying to interrupt his death. But Jesus said, Get behind me, for thou savorest not the things of God. Because if they would, they would want Jesus to continue to go all the way. So, Jesus was telling them that they must deny themselves. We want to keep these things around and hold on to them, but God wants to tell us to let them go. And then when we let them go, we'll be operating in the Spirit of God and not our flesh. You know, Jesus goes on even more to exemplify this in Luke chapter 22:42. We read it. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Look at here. Here's what Jesus said. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. What was the cup? The cup was death. That cup was the suffering that he was going to suffer on the cross. Jesus said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. But as we know, God doesn't change. Whatever he does is forever. He had started it, he had to finish. But Jesus goes on and say this, Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. You see, Jesus understood that no matter how the flesh wanted to avoid this problem, he said, Not my will, but thine be done. I like where he started it and said, Nevertheless. Never is going to be the less whenever we're following the will of God. It is for our benefit. Jesus said, Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Are we able to say that? I'll tell you, whenever we have to swallow the will of God, it's tough. I know that when I prayed that my wife would live, God did not change my situation. He changed my...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.